Rishus, the Marasar Shita, Kal Shai Tila, the Monsi Night Seder Beis Medrash welcomes everyone to tonight's shir. Tonight's shir is sponsored v'zchus for Fu Shleima, Chai Yisar Bas Brindel, Chava Basar Yiska, Mzeich Nishmas, Hachover Moshe Mordechai Ben Svi, Hachover Chaim Ben David, and Abnissen Ben Reb Shmuel. On behalf of the Night Seder, I'd like to thank everyone for everyone that participated in the Malka. It was a true Kiddush Hashem. There were people that had never been to the Night Seder that came for the first time to the Malka and were astounded at the support of the people that come to learn at night, the Alvatim, Kol Yungalite, and so on. Just one, aside from all the programs that hopefully everyone knows that we have by now, the Sunday morning business halacha is starting a new topic of it in Ishdin al Nafshi, taking the law into one's own hands. Very interesting topic. Everyone is encouraged to attend. And for the lawyers, we'll mention be CLE certification. So not only will you get to learn, you'll get some sort of credits of some sort. Tonight we have the tremendous chus to have with us Rabbi Shlomo Shlita to give us Divrei Yesiris on the topic of Kedusha Shabbos, keeping the sanctity of Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Shlita.
Who run the program, Mishus am Stadfen, Akevei Itim Leteira. The Rambam says that as the Ikim Mitzvah of Talmud Teira is to be Kevei Itim, and a Kvius, it doesn't become bottle, as the Panami Office says. A person has a kvius itim l'teira, it doesn't become bottle. Has a kvius, as it stays, it keeps a person mechubet meheleg b'shefer. The Rebbein Shem should give you all shiat of the shemayin zchus of the limud ha'teira. The Teira Hakdosh in this week's parasha talks about Shabbos. Shabbos is the whole week turns around the Shabbos. I think it's only right a little bit to bring out what Kedushas HaShabbos is and to elevate one's appreciation of Shabbos and remember the Shmira of Shabbos. Torah Kedusha tells us Ach es Shabbosai Sait Shmiru. Rashi already says that the word Ach is always a miut. Ach and Verak and miutim. Rashi tells us what Chazal explained, the Ach. The Ramban doesn't understand the Rashi. So let us see if we can understand a different pshat in the Ach, what the Ach will mean. The Pasuk continues, Lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The Gemara tells us that the Rebbein Shalom said to Klal Yisrael, Matona toiva yesh li bebeiz genozai. I have a good matona, a matona toiva in beiz genozai v'shabishma. Lech v'idiyom. Go and tell Klal Yisrael this matona that I have. There are many questions on this lashon of Chazal. What is the meaning a matona teiva? Every matona is good. If it's not good, it's not a matona. So what is the reason that the Rebbein Shem says it's a matona teiva? What is the difference of saying stama matona and saying the words matona teiva? Secondly, what does it mean, yesh li bebeis genozai? Where is this beis genozai? What is the meaning that it lies in beis genozai? What is the difference to us that it lies in beis genozai? Third question that the Sosemes asks, which is a poshut question that none of us would think of, but after we hear the question, it's an obvious question. If I'm giving you something, then I don't say the name of that is so and so. I say I'm giving you this thing. If the Rebbein Shem's matana is Shabbos, then the Rebbein Shem should say matana yeshli Shabbos. Ani mevakesh litna li Yisrael lech v'idiyom. It says matana teve yeshli beis genoza. I have a matana. You know what the name of this matana is Shabbos? That's the name of the matana, or is that the matana that we got? What is the meaning that this Matana has a name Shabbos? Ki ilu, the Matana is something else and not Shabbos. Shabbos is only the name of the Matana. How do we understand the meaning of the words v'Shabbos Shema? And what does it mean? Vani mevakesh litna liYisrael, I want to give it to them. Lech v'idion. First of all, we know that Shabbos was given already. Klal Yisrael knew the name of Shabbos. Klal Yisrael knew Shabbos already. They got Shabbos in Mora. They received Shabbos in Olush with the Mon. They received Shabbos in the Aseres Hadibros, Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKadshei. What is this new Indian that Rebbein Shalom is telling them? Matana Toiva Yesh Li Beis Gnozai. They don't know about this Shabbos yet. Go tell them I have a Matana Toiva. Lech Vaidiyom. What do you have to be Maidiyah them? There is a Sipur that's brought in Slonim Svarim, a very nice Sipur to explain this Chazal a little bit, which is Kedai to say over. There is a Maisa by the Heiliger Rebbe Rav Shmelko of Nikolsburg. He was home alone and a Yid came for a Nesino. He had nothing to give him. He went to look at the house, what he could give him. And he found what was then called a Shteren Tichel. Shteren Tichel was a Tichel that the Rebbetzin wore, which had diamonds in it. And he took the Shteren Tichel and he gave it to the Ariman as a Nesino. The Rebbetzin came home, she saw it was missing. She asked the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, what it is, do you know what you gave him? You gave him a Shteren Tichel, it's worth so much and so much money. And the Rebbe Shmelke started to run after the Ariman, started to run after him. The Tamidim went Tama, the Rebbe Shmelke is going to take it back, what he gave. So they asked the Rebbe Shmelke, what are you running after him for? And he said, I went to tell him how much it's worth. Why do I have to tell him how much it's worth? He probably thinks it's nothing. I'll sell it for a few cents. I went to tell him, make sure you don't sell it for a few cents. Make sure you know it's worth. The Svarim with this Maisa, the Rebbe Shalom told Klal Yisrael, remember what Shabbos is. Lech v'idiyom, how tired Shabbos is. Don't sell Shabbos for a few cents. Remember the Cheshivas of Shabbos. Or as it says in Slonim Svarim, the Sprach, Verkauf nicht der Shabbos für ein Stückel Kugel. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos ist das auch größer wie dem. Lech v'idiyom what Shabbos is. So we understand that we have to have an asoda what Shabbos is. What the revelation was Megalim, what the Megalim Klal Yisrael, what Shabbos is. Further it says in the Torah Kedosha that Shabbos is called Shabbos Shabbosain. And Rashi says Shabbos Shabbosain Menuchas Margoya V'loy Menuchas Arai. It should be a Menucha, a Kviyastike Menucha, and not a Menuchas Arai. The Heilige Avnei Nezer, who today was his Yahrzeit, asked a Meridic question. A person sits in a Sukkah 7 days, it's called Adidas Arai V'loy Adidas Kva. 7 days in a sukkah, he doesn't go out, he eats, he sleeps, he's metayel b'sukkah. It's Adiris Arai. A person is 1 day in Shabbos, and it shouldn't be Arai. How is that possible? What is the meaning v'loy menuchas Arai? What does the Torah HaKadosh want from us when the Torah HaKadosh tells us v'loy menuchas Arai? So we have a few questions, and we'll try to explain them by going through what Shabbos Kedosh is. We'll start with another chazal. A chazal which everybody knows that Shabbos came for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and said, "Lakol nasata ben zuk, for all the days you gave a ben zuk, v'li nasata ben zuk." And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, "Knesses Yisrael yir ben zukoch." Rebbeinu Shel Olam said that Klal Yisrael will be your ben zuk. This chazal, if one wants to know simple pshat, he says Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday, Shabbos is left alone. As my father, Zechanan Verach, used to say over the Kasha, who told you to pair Sunday with Monday? Make Sunday a Chibur to Friday. Shabbos to Friday, Shabbos to Sunday, and a different day of the week will be alone. Who tells you that Shabbos doesn't have a Ben Zuk? Who tells you that Sunday pairs with Monday, and not Sunday with Shabbos, or Friday with Shabbos? The Goyin in Biurei Agodais, Mesechtis Baba Kama, Dachlamet Beis, on the Gemara of Goyiv Uneitzei, Mekras Kala, tells us a pshat in this chazal, Yom Aleph V'dalet Nivra Ha'er. Sunday and Wednesday have a zivuk. On Sunday there was Bashafim Da'er, on Wednesday there was Bashafim Da'er. Yom Beis V'hei Mayim, Yom Gimel V'eretz, Yom Gimel V'ov Eretz. So the Goyin says there is a different way, not Sunday and Monday, The Goyin has a mahalach in the Mechazal. Rak Shabbos levad ein lo ben zug. We'll soon see what the Goyin says. Mafazichan Evrachim is to say over from Droshes Maramins, a different pshat. Every day has a mashpia and a mekabel. The bria, there was a mashpia on the bria, and the bria was mekabel, that the bria was mashpia on that day. The Eibishter on the first day was made a bria, and there's something to be mekabel what the Eibishter was bashafen. That means there is a ben zug for every single day itself. Not a different day has a ben zug. The day itself has a ben zug. Shabbos, there's nobody to be mekabel the aura of Shabbos. Shabbos is a mashpia without a mekabel, so he doesn't have a ben zug. And that means Knesset Yisrael Yeh ben zugoch. But let's see what the Heilige Goyin tells us what means Knesset Yisrael Yeh ben zugoch. Zeh seid shel gimel tfilos. I'm not going to say this of the Goyin, just to understand a little bit. Shabbos has three tfilos, each one a different nusach. What is these three different tfilos? Friday night is Kiddushin, Shabbos morning is Chuppah, and Shabbos by Mincha is Yichud, Zog the Goyin. Every Shabbos a Yid goes through Zivug with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Shabbos the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael have a Zivug. Friday night is the Pu'ula of Kiddushin. Ato Kiddashto, that's the Giloshon of Kiddushin. Shabbos in the morning is Kilil Tiferes, Nasata Bereshei, Dasa Chuppah. And it comes Mincha, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael. Every single Shabbos Kedish we go through a chibur with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Olav HaSholem writes in the Sefer Nir Dikezach, a Yid picks up on Shabbos a newspaper to read. Let us say he's not reading Dvarim Asurim. Let us say he's reading a Maimon, something that's going to teach him something on Shabbos. What's wrong with it? How do we look at it and understand that there's something wrong with it? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus HaMoshel, which after these words of the Goyin are such mirnike moshel, a chosn will walk into Yichud Shtib, and I'll tell the Kala, I didn't finish reading in the newspaper yet today. He's going to take out a newspaper and read, V'et Eizen Azaz Zivuk, what kind of a zoyimus is for a Kala to take out a newspaper in Yichud Shtib and read it? Everybody understands that. Shabbos Kodesh, Dr. Shimshon Pinkus. We're sitting with the Ribbono Shel Olam in Yichud Shtib Shabbos. You're in the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol between Chuppah, Kedushin, Chuppah, Yichud. And that's what you're doing. You're doing something else. Thus is the rest of Bizoyin that there is in Shabbos. That's if you have the Asaga, that's what Shabbos is about. If you have the Asaga, that Shabbos is a Yichud with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you realize that in Shabbos Kedish, you're becoming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? Matano toivo yeshli bebeit genozai. It was meraglu bepumei for my father, Chayav Racha, to say over in the name of the Sasamis. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not take out the Matana out of the Beis Genozai of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam left the Matana of Beis Genozai. It doesn't say, I'm taking it out of the Beis Genozai. Shabbos Kedesh, a Yid elevates himself into Beis Genozai of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where Yid goes into. A Yid Kaviyachol Shabbos Kedesh is in Beis Genozai of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not the Eibishter took out that Shabbos out of Beis Genozai. We go into the Beis Genozai of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's where you are Shabbos. What does this mean? What does this mean to us? Let me try to explain a piece of Sasamis in this week's Sedra, which will give you a Nirvika Saga, and we will ask another question beforehand. The Gemara tells us, Ashrei Enosh. The Gemara tells us, Afilo Eivid Avid Zara Kedar Enosh, Mocholoi, Meshoim Shabbat Mechaloloi, Altikre Mechaloloi, Ela Mocholoi. Even if a person is Eivid Avid Zara Kedar Enosh, his Shem and Shabbos, the Moicheltim. Ask the Taz, he doesn't understand this Gemara. Did the person do tshuva? What does he need Shabbos for? He did tshuva. Did the person not do tshuva? It can't be that a person doesn't do tshuva, and just because he keeps Shabbos, he should be Moichelim. Without tshuva, it doesn't work. Like the Taz, in the beginning of Ilche Shabbos, he doesn't understand this Chazal. The Chazal doesn't, God has no way to understand the Chazal. Moyodike Kasha. Let's go back for a minute to Tchilas HaBriya. We know there was an Eir Agonus in Tchilas HaBriya, and the Rebbe Nishon was Goynes the Eir. For what reason was he Goynes the Eir? That why the Rishon shouldn't be Nana from it. But the Rebbe Nishon doesn't Sagin the Rishon to be Nana from the Eir. What is the problem that Eir Agonus, that the Eibsht has to be Goynes it? The Rishon are Nana from the Shemesh, the Rishon are Nana from all the world. Punk the Eir Agonus, they can't be Nana. But the Heilige Sassamis, Geniza is a protection for the Aragonos, that the Rishoyim shouldn't be poigim the Aragonos. Not that they can't have an awe from the Aragonos, they still don't forgive them that an awe. The Aragonos is a dover neira admioi that can't come nivgam. If Rishoyim will be poigim it, it's a big problem. What does Geniza do? Geniza gives the ability that it doesn't get nivgam, it stays whole. That's what the Geniza of the Aragonos is. We understand that by the Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was in Olam HaTikun. The Aragonos came back. There was no Mechet in the world. There's no reason to hide the Aragonos anymore. Chet Egel, the Aragonos left again. Because there's Chet in the world, there can't be Aragonos. A Nizadik piece of Sassamas to understand the parish in this week's Sedra. Klal Yisrael took off Edyon after Chet Egel. Why? What did Klal Yisrael understand that they have to take off Edyom after the Chet HaEgel? L'shosu ish, why? What is this keser? What is this keser that Klal Yisrael had from Asav and Ishma? Tosfos Rashi in Shabbos Peches says it comes from the Ur of the Ribbono Shel Olam, this keser. Dr. Sassamis be'embarer b'lisafik that keser comes from the Ur Agonos. And Klal Yisrael understood the minute there's Chet in this world, we have to hide that Ur, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam hid it in the beginning of the Bria. And that's why Klal Yisrael was Leshosu Ish Edyoi, because they went to hide the Ur, it shouldn't become Nivga. Skumt over the Heilige Shabbos. Skumt the Heilige Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, all Chatoim were Nivga, all Kedusha was Nivga by the Chet HaEgel. Ach, there's one thing that stayed whole as if it was before the Chet. One thing didn't change. The only thing that didn't change in the Chet HaEgel is Shabbos Kedish. That's the Ach that the Torah HaKadosh says. Ach is Shabbos Kedish. The only thing that's left over from before Matan Torah is Shabbos Kedish. You know why? Because it was hidden by Beis Ginazai. The Chet wasn't paying him over there. There in Beis Ginazai, Chet doesn't touch. Just like Gonzo, the Tzadikim lost his love. It wasn't, doesn't get a gum from the Rishayim. Shabbos Kedish was hidden. The Chet didn't touch Shabbos Kedish. It didn't touch Shabbos. Shabbos, the Beis Ginazai, hid Shabbos, and we can have Shabbos as before the Chet. Ach, es Shabbosay say Tishmeru. You want to know what it means, Shabbos from before the Chet? What it means that we have Shabbos on the Fourth of Chet. In Sassamis it says in this week's parasha, Nuri de Kezach, Torah, that a person learns Shabbos, he does not forget. Ein bo shikcha. Because just like the Gemara says in Erev and Afnun Dalet, that when there was the Luchas Rishaynes, there was no shikcha, Shabbos we have back the Luchas Rishaynes. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu gives back the Ksarim of Nasim and Ishman Shabbos. Torah, we learn Shabbos, there isn't shikcha. You say Friday night, call Mekadesh. Zichru Teiras Moshe. How? B'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. If you learn Teiras Shabbos, that's what people touch the coin to the Sfasemis. I once said over the Sfasemis that he told me it's not true. I forget. Taguti Kasha. The Kasha had a very positive teretz. It depends how much we are in Shabbos. It depends if we're there or we're not there. But that's the koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos has no shikcha. Half of a fella, that's how great the kedusha of Shabbos is still in the dark of Luchas Rishaynes. Ach, it stayed whole, the Shabbos. Shabbos is whole, it's not touched at all. That's touch ach, the Shabbos Tishmeru. That's the dark of Shabbos Kedish. The Shabbos Kedish stayed in that dark of Luchas Rishaynes. And that's what the Yid gets on Shabbos Kedish. He has an esoga to get there. The Torah HaKadosh says, Shavas Vayinofash. The Gemara tells us in Beyer, second Perik, what does Vayinofash mean? Vay of the Nefesh, Could I have a neshama yisera? And I lost the neshama yisera. When do I lose the neshama yisera? Motze Shabbos. Flek the Baal Shem HaKadosh. So why do we say vayinofash? Shabbos vayinofash. It should say Motze Shabbos vayinofash. For what reason? Answers the Baal Shem HaKadosh. When it comes Shabbos, you start Shabbos, remember, in 26 hours it's going away. You're not going to have it in 26 hours. In 26 hours it's going to be vay avdo. And if you're not going to use it, you're going to lose it. The Baal Shem HaKadosh adds the Sosemes that it means more than that. It means you could take with the Shabbos to your Meisachayil afterwards if you'll remember it. It's not only a warning that you're gonna sleep on the train and not get off on the stop and you won't have the Shabbos. If you use the Shabbos correctly, you take with from Shabbos into the week. The value of the nefesh depends on how much you remember Erev Shabbos. And if you remember Erev Shabbos that you have to use the Shabbos, then you have your chelis to take the Shabbos with you after Shabbos. That's why you say vayinofash in the beginning of Shabbos. Because you have to realize what Shabbos is and what you're going to lose if Shabbos goes away. So that is the ach eshabseis ha'tishmeru. You have to remember that Shabbos comes from there. The Shabbos comes from there. The Shabbos is from Beis Ginozai, where it's protected, where Chet doesn't touch it. You come to Shabbos, Chet doesn't touch it. Let us go a step further. A person does an Aveira and does Tshuva. Mokim Shebal Tshuva Eimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechelen Lamed. The Balatanya explains it half of a fella. Person does a chet, he cuts off a string. What happens when you cut a string and you tie it back again? String becomes shorter, so you become closer to Reuven Yishevin. Every Baal Tshuva cuts a string, it's chibur to Reuven Yishevin. Every Baal Chayte cuts a string to Reuven Yishevin. Then he takes that string with Tshuva and ties it. So the string became shorter, so you became closer. You picked yourself up closer. Botzak the Balatanya. Before the string was a straight string, smooth string. Now there's a knot in the middle of the string. It's not smooth anymore. It's not that same smooth string. You take it closer to Reuven Yishevin, but there's a knot. The Sosemes tells us that after tshuva, you can't do the mitzvah with the same cleanliness like before. The chet leaves the begam. Ach, shabsei tishmeru. The only mitzvah that one can do bishleimus after chet is Shabbos, because Shabbos doesn't get touched. That's the teretz to the Taz's kasha. What does it mean? Ashrei enosh mocholoi, shoyim Shabbos mechaloloi mocholoi. What is? Of course you did tshuva, but every mitzvah that you do after tshuva is not the same. There is something not 100% in that mitzvah. Shabbos Kedish stays 100%. And that's the Matana Toiva that the Rebbeinu Shalom told Klal Yisrael. He did a eagle, Klal Yisrael was tzebrochen, shivrei shvarim, they lost something. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, no, I left you over Matana from before, Matana Toiva is 100% good, there's nothing missing in it. There you have the Shabbos complete, you have back what you had before the Chet, without any begam. That's what I'm giving you. That's the Nechama for Klal Yisrael. That's the Matana Teva. Matana Teva, yes, you base Ginoth, I have a we ask the question, what does it mean, Vishabishma? That is the Matana. No. The Matana is Oilam Haba. Shabbos is not the Matana. The Matana is you get a Me'en Oilam Haba in Shabbos. You go into Beis Ginoza in Shabbos. The name of this Oilam Haba that you're getting in this world is Shabbos. But that's not the Matana. The Matana is not Shabbos. There's something much greater. You're getting Me'en Oilam Haba. Let me explain what it means you're getting Me'en Oilam Haba. In practical words, the Heilige Mesilas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, which everybody learns, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, that the person of this world is not here for this world, he's here for Olam Haba. This world is only a passageway, the Mishnah Perkei Avos, and a person has to realize that. But we get lost on this world. We get lost on this world. We're here in a Gash mystical world, we forget that we're here for Olam Haba. Let's take the most simple marshal. We all went to high school or to elementary school. We know that when they came to America, they were on the ships for weeks, months on end. they didn't see any yabosha. How did they mechazik themselves? They took a telescope. They were able to see, oh, we see land. Land is coming. Then you go in the waves again, you lose sight of land, you get tzebrochen again. You have a telescope, oh, you see land again. The telescope in this stormy world that we are living in is Shabbos Kedesh. Shabbos Kedesh, you get a telescope to see Olam Haba, to be Margish Olam Haba. Shabbos Kedesh, every week you get fatreit in the waves of Olam Hazeh, and you get fatumult in Olam Hazeh, and you forget where you're going, and you think you're drowning, and you don't realize that you're coming closer to your yiyut, you're coming closer to where you have to come. Kum Shabbos Kedesh, the Rebbe Shalom shows you, this is where you're going. I'm giving you a blick of Olam Haba. I'm reminding you what Olam Haba looks like. You'll be able to remember, you'll be able to catch yourself, you'll be able to remember where you're heading to. Thus is Shabbos. Shabbos, a person sees his tafkid in the world. Tachlis ma'ase shemayim v'aretz. He sees the tachlis of the whole Bria. Why he came to this world. That's what he learns on Shabbos. You say Shabbos by davening. Hamanchel menucha la'ama Yisrael b'yom Shabbos Kedesh. I don't understand. The Rebbeinu Shalom is manchel menucha? Yes, Giyid, what's the menucha of Shabbos? I don't go to work. I don't do anything. That's menucha Shabbos. What does it mean? The Rebbeinu Shalom is manchel menucha. So if it would say, Hamanchel menucha, yom Shabbos Kedesh, then the Eibishter gave us menucha, he gave us a Shabbos. But it doesn't say that. It says, Hamanchel menucha, bi yom Shabbos Kedesh. What does that mean? What is the menucha of Shabbos? What is the menucha of Shabbos? I'll ask you a Moridike question, a very Favetiktike question. Why is it that we hear from our youngsters, from teenagers, from young delight, a Shabbos afternoon, a Friday night, bored, I don't have what to do. Can't text, can't use a computer, can't use a telephone. It's bored. We hear it every single day from the youngsters. It's a boring day, Shabbos, I don't have what to do. That's menucha. That's menucha. Boredom is menucha. Chas v'shalom. So what's the teretz? Why are they bored? Why weren't the Friedrich there is bored on Shabbos? Why did everybody wait for Shabbos Kedesh? Why did we remember in the Ratatas and the Ramamas Befrat was Hasimcha whole week's kum Shabbos? Where did I see a Maisha and a Slonim a Sefer in Tveria? Slonim a Chsidim, Motzei Shabbos, sat a whole night, made him love a Malke. They came Motzei Shabbos in the morning. They went back from the Amalka Yidu Gigangen zum Davenenschein. Had the Anagim gegrießt. Ah! And noch next day kum Shabbos. That's how Yid lived. It's kum bald Shabbos. Hayoyim Yomrish on the Shabbos. Hayoyim Yomshein in the Shabbos. That was the focus point of Yid. Why? Because Shabbos doesn't mean I forced myself to have menucha. To have to make myself menucha. There's no such menucha. You know where the menucha of Shabbos comes from. From Olam Haba the menucha comes. The Eibishter brings you menucha. It's not menucha that you can make yourself. There's no menucha in this world. This world is the world. There's no menucha in this world. Where does the menucha of Shabbos come from? Hamanchel menucha li'ama Yisrael b'yayim Shabbos Kedesh. The Eibishter is manchelos menucha. There's no way that you can take this menucha on your own. You'll take a Tuesday and make Shabbos. It won't work. Tamid amakit. Talmidim of the Heilige Magid once wanted to make a test. And what is the test they made? Is it Taka Ems that we're married Kiddush Shabbos or not? So they decided on a Tuesday to put on Mabush Shabbos and Paravana Shabbos. Is it married Kiddush Shabbos? The ganze Zacha Bluff. And they ran into the Magid crying. The Magid is like, you're making a mistake. You walked up Mabush Shabbos, they had Kiddush, they were Mashpi on you Kiddush. Then the Magid get into it. There's no such thing in the middle of the week making Shabbos, because the Eibishter doesn't give menucha. Manchel menucha l'ama Yisrael v'yayim Shabbos Kedesh. The Eibishter is manchel menucha. The Eibishter is manchel menucha. It doesn't come from us menucha. Let us see another piece of davening. If we say that's impossible, I heard from my father, he can't even be a shochin to it. Not he can't have a shaykhis to it, to the menucha. He can't even be a shochin to the menucha. He can't even be a neighbor to that menucha. Why not? Because that menucha doesn't come from yourself. That menucha comes because the Rebbeinu Shleilam is mancha menucha l'am Yisrael. The Eibishter is mancha menucha. That's what Rashi tells us, menuchas margoya. You can't have menucha. Taki, you're right. If it's your own menucha, it's only menuchas arai. But if you realize that the menucha of Shabbos doesn't come from your own menucha, you zeuche that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is manchel you menucha, and you feel the serenity of Shabbos, you feel the kedusha of Shabbos, you feel the hechikait of Shabbos, you feel your beis genozai Shabbos, dem tenishdu kaburim, you spitz fin ayoyim haba or agonus. What does it mean, agonus on Shabbos? In Eben Ezra, in Parshas Bereishis, says, what is Borchai on Shabbos? Borchai b'seichel on Shabbos. The seichel on Shabbos is different. It says in Ben Ishchai, in Parshas Shmeis, one can look it up, it says, Schwarze Weiss, that a blat gemara on Shabbos is like 1,000 blat gemara in the weekdays. Nochamal, ein blat gemara Shabbos kedish is like 1,000 blat gemara in the weekdays. Half the week in Yiburim in Ben Ishchai. The Heilige Chazanish writes that the Svara you can't understand in the weekdays, of Shabbos you'll be able to understand the Svara. While Shabbos do seichel or agonos, the Eir of Torah opens up Shabbos. You see things differently. You're able to have the air of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Ragonos, that open up Gnizis on Shabbos. Those are Shabbos. Of course, if you look for Menucha, in the sense of Menucha, vacation, Menucha, then there's nothing what to do on Shabbos. It's a boredom Shabbos. But if you realize that that menucha means something else, it's a menucha that comes from the Heilige Bashefer, a menucha that the Eibishter is you manchel you, a man oilam havadik a living, yoim Shabbos, yoim menucha, kedusha, it's a neiridik a heilige tag that brings menucha, then it's a completely different Shabbos. Let us end with a very practical note. What can one do to elevate his Shabbos? We live in a generation that panasa is not the way it should be. If anybody here is a skula for panasa, leuft me for skulas. Everybody runs for skulas. And it's a peik shira, and it's a ktazay, and it's a parshas hamon. The Torah Kedusha has a very positive skula. Shabbos. It says in Panami office, in parshas Yisrael, that if one heats Shabbos the way it should be, he has panos all week. My name is Baruch and Kol Shem to Yemen. Shabbos is Mekair HaBaracha. Ki hi Mekair HaBaracha. All the Baracha that comes from the Shef HaKedish comes from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, comes from Shabbos. So it must be that if we heat Shabbos the way it should be, our panos would be good. So what's missing in our Shabbos? Was heißt Shemira Shabbos? Steht in Tanya, steht in Panami office. Something that's missing by all of us. Why do we have to heat Shabbos? Kivoy Shavas, the Eibishter was Shavas. What was the Eibishter Shavas from? Malacha. Kihu Omar Vayei Utziva Vayamit. The Eibishter bashaf the world with Dibur. So what was the Shvisa of the Rebbeinu Shleilam from Dibur? So the Heilige Balatanyan says on Panimi office. The Iker Pnimius of Shabbos is Shvisa in Dibur, not Shvisa in Maisa. The Iker Pnimius, the Shvisa on Shabbos is that the Dibur of Shabbos should be different. Rab Tzadik HaKoyin has a Mujudik Diuk. It says Mimtzei Chavtzecha. What does Mimtzei Chavtzecha mean? Person not allowed to talk Chafetzim of business on Shabbos. Then it says V'daber Dovar. So what should it say? Mi daber dover. Mim tzoich hefzecha. U mi daber dover. It doesn't say mi daber dover. It says daber dover. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says it means that the Koyach on Dibur on Shabbos is different than the Dibur of a whole week. It's not talking about the Shlilus of not talking no good. It's talking about talking Diburim of Torah, Tefillah Shabbos. It opens up a different world Shabbos. Your Dibur is a different Dibur Shabbos. That's with Daber Dover. But the practical Nekudah starts with watching the Dibur on Shabbos. Every person knows by himself Vifol Dvarim V'Teilim Meret Shabbos. Vifol Meret Shabbos was Metonish Redden, Nishtav Shabbos Geret. It's Mematr, it's Redden Veng Business, and Nishtav Shabbos Geret came Redden Veng Foreign and the Wachens, and Nishtav Shabbos Geret Redden Veng Alf Ding. Does Nisht Shabbos? If we'll take Shabbos and elevate our Shmira Shabbos B'Dibur, that the Dibur should be a Shabbos to get Dibur, that the Shabbos will watch over us and be mashpia the mekayra bracha that lies in Shabbos Kedesh. And if one realizes what is Shabbos, how close we become to the Rebbeinu Shem Shabbos, if one realizes the Ur of Shabbos, if one realizes the yichud that we have with the Rebbeinu Shem Shabbos, then there's no pshat in talking Dvarim B'Teilim. If you're together with the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's close you are on Shabbos, as before the Chait, and that's the what you can chaparayin on Shabbos. Every dibur of Torah, every dibur of us is greater. The Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about Lashon Hara, he talks about Shalashudis, that people talk Lashon Hara, Shalashudis time. The Chofetz Chaim, yeah, it's very sharp. He says there that it's that Lashon Hara on Shabbos is Muhammad in a whole week, because the Aveira on Shabbos is a greater Chumrah and Aveira on Shabbos, which teaches us that everything we do wrong on Shabbos is a completely different Nekuda. It's in Bepaltrin Shamelech. You're with the Rebbeinu Shalom himself and you're doing an Aveira on Shabbos, it's a completely different Nekuda. If we'll realize that, and we'll elevate our Sagah of Shabbos, and it'll be Aches Shabbos Tishmeru, you'll realize what you can be Zeicha on Shabbos, and you'll realize to where you can reach on Shabbos Kedesh, then the Shabbos will be Mashpia on us, that we should elevate our weekdays, for Shamru B'nai Yisrael, Esa Shabbos, Lases Esa Shabbos. From one Shabbos, we make the next Shabbos greater. And from the next Shabbos becomes greater. The person goes higher and higher. It never stops to where the Kedusha could go. It could always go from 1 week to the next week, to the next week, to a higher Madrega, to a higher Madrega. And that's all told in our Kedusha Shabbos, till what Madrega we will hire ourselves, till we'll be Zeicha, to Yom Shekuli Shabbos, Mehera B'Yameinu.